In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, 2016 was quite a year. In fact, recent surveying has demonstrated that significantly more than the majority of the American public believes it is a year, a banner year, that most people will remember, such as you say 20 years from now, 2016, and everybody nods. You doubt me? All you have to do is say the word politics, and everybody knows what you're talking about, from the craziness of things that began in Iowa in January to these lame duck days of December. It's been beyond the norm, let's just say. But then, turn your attention to the sports world, and you've got a year that begins with a legendary quarterback going out, winning the Super Bowl. And you have the Chicago Cubs winning a championship for the first time in over 100 years. And in between there, you have an Olympic season that generated far more headlines than just the sporting events that were organized for the world to enjoy. And the headlines could be so many more. So, okay, turn to medicine, to science, to culture. There's so many directions we could go with this conversation about this past year now ending that could easily lead us to days of evaluation of the impact of the events of this year on the future, and on the people who lived through it and the way that it changed their lives along the path of this year. How about you? What weighs on your mind and your heart as you gather with God's people on this New Year's Eve to worship Him and to look ahead into a year that you hope is filled with blessing and grace? What do you carry with you tonight that is hard to let go of, that's hard to push aside for the sake of concentrating on the word that's before us, that assures us that that word will always be available to us with the answers we need to head into the future with confidence? Whatever that might be, whether it's looking back on a year and wondering how you made it, or whether it's looking ahead to a new year that is full of concerns, possibilities, opportunities. I think those who chose the different portions of Scripture that would be our attention this evening chose very wisely. And so I'd like us to take a bit of a journey this evening in the second half of the lesson from the prophet Isaiah. While these words were not penned specifically for New Year's Eve, yet they speak so beautifully to all that might be on our hearts and our minds as we review one year and step with uncertainty or hope into a new year beginning. Start at verse 4. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. The law will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. The word of the Lord, which is so appropriate as a companion on our journey this evening as we leave one year behind and venture together into a new. There are so many things we could be considering. There are so many things that we could be talking about. But the tone is set by these verses to focus on what God would have us truly focus on every day of our lives. And that's the biggest part of our struggle, isn't it? The raging of the world around us, the speed of life, has us day by day so caught up in so many things that so very often the simple exercises of faith, of contemplation, meditation, confession, repentance, obedience, are far from our to-do lists and our agendas as a daily activity, because there's so much else to grab our attention, to call for our resources and our time and our energies and our focus, that too very often what God tells us in these verses that could be an appropriate reminder any morning that we awake or any night that we say our prayers is so often just a distant desire. Maybe it's even often one of those resolutions that we make. The next year, I'm going to listen more intently to God's Word. I'm going to spend time listening to Him every single day. I'm going to be open to His correcting and His convicting through His law that goes out as it's proclaimed here. So that every day I'm overwhelmed and awashed anew in the forgiveness and the peace that the gospel proclaims to me. So that whatever I might find myself enduring from without as the world inflicts it on me, or if it's that guilt of the sin and the distraction and the rebellion that I live against God's clear word and God's clear will expressed to me as a Christian day after day, whatever that might be. Here I have a word that reminds me of this process. This process that's not just appropriate for the consideration of the ending of one year and the beginning of another, but a reality that should be at the front of my mind and on the top of my heart every day. But that what makes it perfect also for New Year's Eve. Because he cuts to the chase, doesn't he? Will this be your last New Year's Eve? Will 2017 be either the year that the Lord determines to take you personally to your salvation? Or will it be the year that the Lord returns? After all, the Cubs did win the pennant now, so what else is there to look forward to, right? But that simple reality of day by day, we get so caught up in the runaround of life, in the stuff that we've got to do and get, that remembering that the heavens will vanish like smoke, that the earth will wear out like a garment and its inhabitants die like flies, isn't something worth thinking about in general, every day. But we should. And tonight, we are. Because he's telling us to, right here. That's hard, isn't it? To be honest with ourselves, especially about the moment in history that we're living, we're led by the forces around us to believe this is the most unique, most history-changing moment you could possibly be alive. Drink it in, and then you read some history and you say, oh yeah, not so much. We're just a little speck on the timeline of all that has gone on under God's blue sky. That day by day, one day after another, count the days of your life, count the days of the nation's history, and you come to realize over against time and the eternity spoken of here, another day, another year, even another lifetime, really doesn't add up to all that much, even if you're one of the most powerful people in the world. The scramble of recent days proves that so well, doesn't it? You can be the most powerful human being on the face of the planet for 8 years, and once that election happens in November, you gotta scramble like mad to figure out how to keep all the things you thought were most important for the people that you have governed to stay in effect for them longer into the future than you can outright control. It's a beautiful lesson for all of us to realize, to consider how much of our day-to-day is but a vapor, similar to what is described in these verses, and how much of our day should be about waiting on God's salvation, listening to Him as He calls us to hear in these verses, listening to the law that proclaims Him just and right and able to judge as He will when He ends this earth's spin and literally purges all that is sinful and sick with sin from its existence, from our experience, so that from the ruins of this first creation, He will gather to Himself a people who will love Him and listen to Him and obey Him for all eternity and live in a new heaven and a new earth that He has created out of the ruins and the purified remains of the old, so that there will be no more counting of time or passing of eras or generations or nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. So day after day, year after year, we speak the prayer of the church from Revelation. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Relieve us from this pain, this path of sin, this aging and disease and the violence of the world. Come soon. Come now. When He says, it draws near speedily, it's on the way, are you tempted to say, oh yeah? There's a reason I get distracted waiting so long. But then realize what He's saying to you. It's coming to you every single day. It's coming to you every single time you have the opportunity to participate with your eating and your drinking in the body and blood of your Savior. That salvation is renewed again. It's not just proclaimed to you, but it is edible, tangible salvation, gospel, proclaimed to you not just through the hearing and the considering, but through the eating and the drinking. And so you might know anew tonight on this New Year's Eve that this salvation that God is promising you isn't some far off, different, distant thing, but something that's real, that's growing, that's tangible for you as you listen to Him, as you understand your role in His nation and your need to hear Him out in everything that He speaks to you. For He speaks to you righteous, not just here, but throughout His Word. He speaks to you welcome in His eternal presence. He speaks to you flawless and perfect because the blood of Jesus Christ has been poured out for your sins and your imperfections. And in that exchange, in which he pays with his lifeblood the price of your sin, he gives you his righteousness. He gives you eternal reality with your God. He gives you the guarantee of resurrection from death and perfect, peaceful existence in heaven forever. Will the Lord return in the coming year? Will he return in the hours before that new year begins? Neither you nor I know. But you and I do know when the sun rises, we have another day of grace. Another day for God to come to us with his salvation, his speedy righteousness, and assure us that that can never go away. That it will be our experience day after day, year after year, as we, his people, hear his voice and listen to his word and realize we always can count on our God for so many things. But tonight, especially through this word of his prophet Isaiah, you and I can count in this new year on the fact that God's salvation is on the way and his righteousness will never fail. There's nothing wrong with celebrating New Year's. There's nothing wrong with worshiping and acknowledging that we look forward to another year of hopefully blessings and opportunities that our Lord will shower upon us. Enjoy yourself. But as you flip around on the clicker for the different things you want to watch and you hear all the possibilities of what the next year might bring and what you should focus on and what promises are being made to you, I can guarantee you nothing you hear, nothing that you're encouraged to focus on can be better or more important than what Isaiah has reminded of you of here this New Year's Eve. That you have a God who speaks to you, who desires your eternal presence, who will continue to speak to you and encourage you every day, every step of the way to that eternal reality, and remind you every single day, no matter what's going on, if it's memorable or as plain as the day before, whether it's painful or it's exciting, ecstasy-level joy. God's salvation, it's on the way. And his righteousness, that righteousness that he's given to you as his eternal gift, it will never fail. Amen.